Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 The Ticket, and we are joined on the show now by a legend, a Detroit sports legend, Mr. Big Shot, Chauncey Bubba Billups. His number one is hanging from the rafters at Little Caesars Arena. And he joins us here. He'll be playing basketball tonight in Detroit at the Big Three. Chauncey, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are great. I'm trying to think. Have you ever played a basketball game where your name and number was hanging in the rafters above you?
No, I have not.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yes, that is. That's very cool. Unfortunately, you know, I'm not going to be able to play tonight, though, because I had surgery on my knee a couple months ago, so I've been trying to rush to get back. And it's just not quite ready, so I'm very disappointed because I begged Ice Cube and him to put Detroit on the schedule this year so I can play in front of my home crowd. So I'm very disappointed about that. Especially, I wanted to have a chance to beat up on Rick Mahorn, other team's coach. So, man, I'm mad, but I'm excited, though. This is going to be a very, very good event.
Well, we talked yesterday with Clyde Drexler, the commissioner, and I asked him point blank. I said, I'm looking at this team, Chauncey Billups, Steven Jackson, and Ron Artest, a.k.a. Meta World Peace. I'm like, come on. You're putting this together to basically poke it at the fans. Are you three coexisting okay?
Yo, listen, truth is, those are my guys, man. I mean, me and Steve Jackson been really tight for years. And Ryan and I, you know, we've always been good, but obviously we've gotten closer. Those dudes are, I mean, they're good. They're good dudes, man. They regret what happened. We all do, you know, but it's all good.
Yeah.
Hey, Chauncey. I'm curious, when you think back to the one championship here in Detroit, I mean, how much does it, first of all, how proud are you that you guys did what nobody else did? You won without that one so-called superstar. You guys were all stars, obviously, but you won without the so-called superstar. How proud are you of that? And just think back to that season.
Well, I'm super proud of that. You know, we did what would never be done again. And in our minds and in our fans' minds, who, as far as I'm concerned, are the people that know basketball, we were a super team. And we proved that in the way that we won, in the fashion that we won, in the way that we beat a super team that, you know, the vast majority of the basketball fans believed that the Lakers were, and they were. But we beat them, and we beat them handily. So, I mean, that was... You know, I spent some of the best years of my life, not just basketball, but of my life in the city of Detroit. And everybody knows how much I love the people there, the fans. I mean, everything about the city I have a strong affinity with, and I know it's reciprocated.
We're talking to Chauncey Billups here on 97.1 The Ticket, Troy Lazor Hotline. He'll be part of the Big Three tonight at Little Caesars Arena. Tickets available at big3.com/tickets. It is reciprocated, Chauncey, so much so that people in Detroit, and I know you know this, are still bitter about the trade that sent you to Denver. And I just wonder, I don't know, it's a weird way to ask because I know you even came back and played for the Pistons for a year at the end of your career, but the Pistons have not won a playoff game, singular playoff game, since you played for the team. And the Pistons really have been dormant in a way for about a decade since you played for the team. A lot of people point to that trade as what killed the Pistons franchise. Do you take any pride in that, solace in that, that when Chauncey's here, they go to the Eastern Conference Finals 6 straight years and win a title. When Chauncey leaves, 0 playoff wins total.
Well, there's obviously a lot that you can unpack there. You know, let me just say this. I am a diehard Piston, right? And I don't like to see the Pistons struggle at all. You know, the years that I was there with the great teams that we had, I mean, it was unbelievable, you know. It really was. But I don't like to see them struggle at all. I want to see them, the Pistons, on top by any means necessary. But, I mean, we all know, you know, you look back to that trade, we all know that it was a bad trade, you know. Jody took a gamble there that didn't really work out. But Joe did a masterful job putting our team together. And he's the reason why I got the opportunity that I got to become a star there. So, so much gratitude I have for Joe D. But he made a mistake with that move, you know, and anybody could tell you that. But it wasn't so much of, and I say this all the time, guys, it wasn't so much of my talents matched up against AI's talents. What they lost in Detroit was the heart and soul and the leader. And leadership is oftentimes undervalued in sports. It goes far, far, far deeper than the stats. And if a guy's averaging 18-8 or whatever numbers are, if that guy's the leader of the team, you can't replace that. And that's what we inevitably seen.
Hey, Chauncey, how much is it killing you, considering you do care a great deal about the Pistons, like you just said, to see what the Pistons are going through right now, whether it be the owner that nobody believes in, or whether it be they just fired Stan Van Gundy and nobody quite sure is the plan, the team is in salary cap hell. I mean, what do you make of this team? And give Piston fans some signs for hope, if you have any. You follow the league?
Well, I mean, look, I'll say this. It's been tough to watch. You know, it really has because, you know, I feel so deeply for the organization. So it's been tough to watch and see them struggle. I thought Stan did a good job coaching that team up. They're obviously in a tough situation from a salary cap standpoint. I thought they hit a home run getting Dwayne Casey. So that's very positive. If you're going to lose a good coach like Stan, you need a new voice with some new ideas and things. And Dwayne Casey, obviously, been very good. But I look at it like this. LeBron is gone. The East is wide open. Obviously, you got Boston, Toronto, and Philly that don't think it's wide open, but I do. I think it's wide open. I think the Pistons have two all-stars with Dre and Blake. And if a healthy Reggie is there, he's been known he can play at an all-star level. Man, you got that kind of talent, two all-stars and another guy who's on the, you know, on the cusp. I mean, you should have a big-time season with a good coach. So I'm hoping and you know, and looking forward and hoping that they can, you know, they can make some noise this year.
The biggest of your big shots was the bank shot against New Jersey in a game you guys ended up losing. You won the series, obviously. Yeah. Is that your favorite moment or because it came in a loss? I mean, I just remember the jubilation on your face when you got the MVP trophy, obviously, so maybe that's a singular moment. Is there a moment or two?
Heck no, that's not my favorite moment. Losing a game is never going to be my favorite moment.
Okay, I wanted to make sure.
It's a heck of a shot, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a heck of a shot. It didn't mean nothing, but it was a heck of a shot. It let the fans stay at the game for 5 more minutes. That was good.
And made a star out of Brian Scalabrine.
Right. But I tell you, man, so many great moments, you know, and talk about big shots, like so many in my biggest shots came not at the end of the game, but, you know, maybe when the game was hanging in balance or we was down 2 and needed a big basket with 2 minutes left, or, you know, those are big, big, big shots that were some of my biggest. But obviously winning a championship, I really didn't care about getting MVP. I just wanted to prove, you know, when I came to Detroit, I was on 5 teams in 5 years. Yeah. I was trying to prove that not only I was a good player and I could be a starter, but that I could be one of the best players in the league at my position. So me leading our team to the championship and winning was everything for me. I didn't care about MVP. I never played for that. I played to win, and it just kind of happened that way. But that was my shining moment, and that, you know, was one of the best days of my entire life.
Chauncey, you talk about the shining moment. I hate to do this, but I know how the fans felt. So I'm going to ask you how the team felt. But year two in the finals against the Spurs, we all know what happened with Rasheed and Big Shot Bob. And unfortunately, you guys aren't able to prevail in that series. Mm-hmm. Does that stick with you to this day?
100%. 100%. I've never gotten over that game. I never will. So much so that I think more about losing in the back-to-back year than I do winning. Winning against the Lakers, because I felt like we were good enough and we should have, you know, won against the Spurs. But you know, I thought going to Game 7 in the series before against Miami, you know, we exhausted so much energy to win that series. You know, you go right to San Antonio and we get blown out in the first two games, just no legs. And you know, if we could have. Obviously, you know, Monday morning quarterback, if we could have got the Miami series over with earlier, had a fair shot to steal a game in San Antonio, that whole series is different. But not only that, you still fight your way back, and, you know, you got a chance to go up 3-2. And, you know, you had that tough play. But I rewind that play all the time, man, and still get mad about it. Sucks, bro.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Last thing, Chauncey, obviously you were mentioned a year ago with the whole Cleveland job, didn't take that. A lot of people thought you might be mentioned here in Detroit. Do you want to be an executive? And did you talk to Tom Gorsdell about this opening after Stan was fired?
I do want to do that at some point. You know, there was a lot of speculation, obviously, you know, with Detroit, but you know, they made decisions that they made, and I'm fine with that. You know, I think they got a lot of experience with Ed Stefanski, and I'm sure he's going to do a wonderful job. He's got his work cut out for him. Anybody would coming in with a salary cap that way. But you know, listen, I'm such a big Detroit Pistons fan that like I just want to see them win. You know, the fact that I'm not there. Helping that is a non-issue. You know, they made decisions that they made based on what they felt was best for the organization, and I'm not going to disagree with them. I mean, I'm pretty sure they did the right thing. And they got a great coach as well, so I'm just happy and hoping that, you know, boom, we can make some noise as an organization this year. I'll get my opportunity at some point, you know, wherever that might be, and I'll be ready when that happens, but I'm just happy for the Pistons.
The Big Three will be at Little Caesars Arena tonight. Tickets available, big3.com/tickets. Chauncey is one of the co-captains of the Killer Threes and really one of the true Detroit sports heroes out there. Chauncey, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Chauncey.
All good. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. There he is, Chauncey Billups here, 97.1 The Ticket.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.